Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down now with the coach, and Coach Belichick joins me. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win. Before we get to the Rams in London, seems like we sit here every week and we talk about your team maybe finishing 60 minutes or why can't you close this or that. You guys faced some adversity there at the end of the game on Sunday, yet you fought through it. How big is that for a young team, getting a win like that at the end?
Well, it was probably the most positive aspect of the game. I thought we played our best football in the last 2 minutes of the regulation and then in overtime. So that's when we needed it the most. That's when we played the best, and that was good.
How clutch was it for Steve, not only for the game winner, but he hit two big ones there and fought through some adversity. There was a lot of people on him after the Arizona game. You said some nice things that week, said he's going to be winning a game here soon for us, and then sure enough, there it is.
Right. Well, I think that's the nature of the position, and we have a lot of confidence in Steve. Steve really not only kicked field goals well, but kicked off very well. Had an excellent game against the Jets, and I think we knew back the second week of the season he was going to be kicking game winners for us, and we probably haven't seen the last of that.
All right, that's a good sign. Now, I want to talk about Rob Ninkovich. You guys bring him in back in 09, right at camp, and from the outside looking in, you see him come in here and you think, boy, that's going to be maybe a camp body. But he did something, and what was it that he did that year in camp and subsequent years that finds him in the role that he's in now for your football team?
I think his situation is similar to many other players. Rob made his role in the kicking game first, and that got him onto the roster. It got him active for the roster, and it got him opportunities on defense, and then he took advantage of that defensive play time, and both as a linebacker and as a defensive end / pass rusher on third down. And Rob's worked really hard. He's really dedicated himself, especially in the last couple of years in the offseason, and just in working harder, spending more time, working on his techniques, just becoming more in tune with the little things and the details and the things that can take him from being a good player to being, an even more productive player. And he's improved steadily every year since he's been here. He's got a lot of versatility for us. He can play on all four downs. Good player in the kicking game, can rush the passer, can play in pass coverage, can set the edge in running games, good tackler, so he has a lot of skills.
Is this story a good message for the young guys or first-year, second guys, and maybe they've been elsewhere, they come here, and, hey, this is what hard work does for you, this is how you make a football team?
Yeah, well, and I think it's not an uncommon story. We've seen guys like Ryan Wendell, who spent a couple of years on the practice squad, or even Ben Jarvis came in and made the team in the kicking game, ends up being a 1,000-yard back, so I think that there are a number of those stories. It usually starts on special teams, unless you're an offensive or a defensive lineman. But it usually starts on special teams for the skill players. And if they can get to the game on special teams, like Troy Brown did in the early part of his career, then that leads to more opportunities on offense. And eventually, if the player can take advantage of those, then that can lead to opportunities as a starter on offense or defense. So never underestimate the opportunities in the kicking game.
Thanks, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about this game with the St. Louis Rams.